An American statesman like few in our history. That is how President Biden described his old friend, Bob Dole, the World War II war hero, longtime Republican leader of the Senate, and three-time presidential candidate. Dole died on Sunday at the age of 98. Let's talk about his life and his legacy with Julian Zelizer, professor of history at Princeton University. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, let's listen to Dole in a 2005 interview with C-SPAN, talking about growing up in Depression-era Kansas and about the war injury that left him with one usable arm.
You know, you dream about being president of the United States. I thought I could do a good job because I understood the most vulnerable groups in America, and not just the people at the top. I understood the people at the bottom.
Julian, Bob Dole, he came from a different era in America and in American politics, didn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, he was part of a generation whose identity was forged first by the Great Depression and then World War II, including service in the war, which for a long time was something common with most politicians. And he was also a politician from a generation that believed in the job of governing and the job of legislating in a way that I don't think holds quite as true today.
Yeah, well, and his personality. In a New York Times opinion piece yesterday, Bob Dole's 96 campaign press secretary, Nelson Warfield, wrote about how he tried to change Dole, make him stick to a script written for him. Dole says no, did things his way. After he lost to Bill Clinton in 96, Dole went on the David Letterman show.
Bob, what have you been doing lately?
Not apparently not enough, but in any event.
That acerbic wit. Are we missing some of that authenticity in our body politic today?
Well, sure. I mean, he didn't come from a period where every politician had to be scripted for the media, and when there was more willingness to say things that you probably shouldn't say, even self-deprecating humor. And I think some of that has become much more difficult in this day and age where politicians feel like if they do that, the risk is too high politically.
Now, Bob Dole was a master of the Senate. What legislative legacy does he leave?
Pretty big one. I mean, the list of legislation that he was involved with, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the extension of the Voting Rights Act in 1982, as well as tax increases during the Reagan era that went against what the president wanted to do, are all going to be part of our legacy. He was a staunch conservative, and he really didn't like government, but he was also a legislator who believed in governing and compromise during that period and worked with Democrats on these significant bills.
Now, Dole becomes Senate Majority Leader in 95. The same day, Newt Gingrich, the bombastic right-winger, becomes Speaker of the House, and to Gingrich's critics, that House GOP destroyed American politics. You know, there's that old line from Ronald Reagan, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party left me. Did the Republican Party over time leave Bob Dole?
Well, the party changed, but he was there with it. And so the transition from a Robert Dole, a Senator Dole who supported the Voting Rights Act in 1982, extending it, to the Dole who supported Donald Trump when he ran in 2016, it's a story of the radicalization of the party. And while he was not the principal mover, he often opposed Gingrich, including during the government shutdowns. He was often quiet, and he stuck with the party during this period. So I'm not sure the party left him. He was right there with the GOP as it changed, even if he was a very different kind of politician than Gingrich.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go back to 1996. That is when Dole accepted the GOP presidential nomination. Let's listen.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Now, Bob Dole, of course, lost to Bill Clinton. How was Dole as a campaigner at the national level?
He wasn't great. It was very hard for him to translate his personal humor into something that was very appealing nationally. You know, he was known as a hatchet man because of his partisanship during the Nixon years and how he would fight. And I think That was the image many people saw. He was also seen as outdated. Clinton said he was a bridge to the future, while Dole was a bridge to the past. And finally, by the mid-90s, Dole was at odds with a lot of the party, so they weren't enthused about a candidate who Gingrich had called the tax collector for the welfare state.
A couple seconds, what will you remember Bob Dole for?
Well, a period where legislating and governing still mattered and was an important part of the job, not just being a partisan fighter, but also I'll remember the shift from the Republican Party of his era to the Republican Party that exists today, all part of the
Dole story. Julian Zelizer, Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.